News now.
Charter jet in the drink. North Korea missile tests. A charter plane carrying 143 people and traveling from Cuba to North Florida ended up in a river at the end of a runway at Naval Air Station Jacksonville last night. Base commander Captain Mike Connor says the outcome could have been much worse.
It is a miracle. It could have ended very, we could be talking about a different story this evening. So I think there's a lot to say about, the professionalism of the folks that helped the passengers off the airplane.
South Korean officials say North Korea test-fired several short-range projectiles Saturday morning local time from the country's eastern coast. Correspondent Paula Hancock in Seoul says some might be surprised by the timing of the launches.
It comes at a time when talks between North Korea and the United States and South Korea trying to discuss denuclearization have stalled after the Hanoi summit, which ended without agreement.
The Israeli military says Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip have fired at least 90 rockets into southern Israel. Those rockets triggered retaliatory airstrikes and tank fire. Opposition leader Juan Guaido will take his quest to win over Venezuela's troops back to the streets with a new mobilization effort outside military installations, urging supporters to participate in a Saturday morning outreach to soldiers. Correspondent Caitlin Collins tells us that the power struggle between Guaido and President Nicolas Maduro continues as President Trump talked with Russian leader Vladimir Putin on the phone on Friday. On Wall Street, stocks up 197 points for the Dow on Friday, S&P up 28. I'm Bart Necker.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
The Carolina Hurricanes made it a sweep, beating the New York Islanders 5-2 Friday night. They take their second-round Stanley Cup series. The Curaçao government has okayed the return of a Church of Scientology cruise ship from St. Lucia after a female crew member on board tested positive for measles. Curaçao epidemiologist Izzy Gerstenbluth explains why there's an elevated concern over transmission.
Because you're talking about a ship, and the ship is a contained, fairly small area, and measles being very contagious, passing the virus through air droplets, it's very easy to infect others.
Serena Williams is set to return from injury at this month's Italian Open. Williams hasn't played since withdrawing from her third-round match at the Miami Open in March. I'm Bart Necker.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WMAL traffic. I'm Michelle Murray. Overall, traffic moving well on the Capitol Beltway so far all the way around. It is a quiet ride. On the outer loop approaching River Road, there is construction in the right lane, not causing any delays. And in the district, keep in mind that there is road work on East Capitol Street in both directions at the Whitney Young Bridge, with the left lane blocked in each direction. And also in the district, the ramp from outbound Pennsylvania Avenue to go southbound on DC 295 is closed for road work.
If you've got an Amazon Echo, you've got a new way to listen to WMAL.
This is huge news!
Hear mornings on Lamar, Chris Plant, Rush Limbaugh, Larry O'Connor, Mark Levin, and more.
Listen to this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once your device is enabled, just say, Alexa, play WMAL.
It's really that simple.
However you connect, getting breaking news and the inside story has never been easier.
Isn't that kind of fun?
Get all the details at WMAL.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Diana got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money.
She didn't have that kind of money.
I was in a state of despair.
And when she called, all she got were threats.
Garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Thankfully, Diana found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients. Optima went right to work for Diana.
Optima Tax negotiated everything. I did not have to worry. They talked to the IRS.
Needless to say, she was relieved.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Do what Deanna did. Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Cloud-based premium accounting software and full-service payroll for up to 100 employees.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Locally owned Novec has the most reliable power in the region. And we all know how important being reliable is.
Especially with my electricity.
Novec provides electricity from multiple renewable sources.
Yeah!
And will soon include even more solar.
That's great.
And Novec offers convenient 24/7 online services.
I can pay my bill anytime, anywhere.
Novec.
Power you can trust.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Thank you for joining us. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houtman, our producer this morning. And, wow, after a season of Trump derangement syndrome that has gone now for 3 years, now it's the Barr derangement syndrome has taken over on Capitol Hill, taken over in the media, taken over the Democrats. Amazing week. We will try and put it in perspective for you from a number of different perspectives and from experts, but pretty amazing how the frustration of the Democrats, the level of frustration has risen to the point where now Robert Mueller didn't deliver what they wanted to deliver, so now it is attack one of the messengers, and of course that is William Barr, the Attorney General. And that is one of the obvious major stories of the week, and we're going to be putting that in perspective from a number of different viewpoints, including John Gizzi from Newsmax and KT McFarland. Some breaking news late last night or late yesterday that is frustrating for everyone, including South Korea. They say they are very concerned about North Korea's weapons launches, calling them a violation of last year's inter-Korean agreements to reduce tensions between the countries. And I mention it this way because it is interesting. You probably have heard by now that there were some projectiles launched from North Korea in the direction of Japan. They were short-range, what they're describing as projectiles, but the fact is that North Korea launched some weapons, and it was at the time where there was a celebration going on in Japan, so the timing was probably to coincide with the festivities in Japan. Now, I mentioned the South Korean component because there's going to be a lot of criticism of President Trump and how his policy with North Korea is not working. However, we did see South Korea and North Korea seeming to come closer together in some of those meetings that they had, and the relationship seemed to be improving between South Korea and North Korea, regardless of the United States. However, again, South Korea this morning is saying that it is very concerned about the North Korean weapons launches. They say they are urging North Korea to stop committing acts that would raise military tensions and join efforts to resume nuclear negotiations. So that word is out of the South Korean government. What's interesting is the sanctions are still in place, and obviously Kim Jong-un has attempted to have us lift the sanctions, sort of a step-by-step. You do a little bit here, we'll do a little bit here. U.S. is saying, no, we're not going to lift any sanctions, and it's good that we haven't, because now he's acting up, but the longer he acts up, the longer the sanctions will stay in place. You may have heard this. There was a plane crash in Florida, but all 143 people have survived. Some are in the hospital. No critical injuries reported. It was a charter jet carrying 143 traveling from Cuba to North Florida. For the Naval Air Station in Jacksonville is where the flight was headed. It was a Boeing 737. It was arriving from Guantanamo Bay in Cuba with 136 passengers and seven air crew crashing into the St. John's River Friday night. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office posting on Twitter that a Marine unit responded to assist. Again, 143 on board, but there were no critical injuries. We have a lot to talk about this morning, and the president did have a conversation with Vladimir Putin yesterday, and a lot of criticism that the president didn't bring up the Russian intrusions into our elections. Now, keep in mind, this is a president who for 2 years was falsely accused of colluding with the Russians. I don't think he's gotten over that yet. Probably not going to get over it for a little bit. So you're probably not going to see the president doing anything publicly out there when it comes to election meddling, because he's still sore that he was accused of colluding with the Russians. That doesn't mean the administration is not doing things in areas that are sort of off the radar screen that we're not seeing publicly. I can't imagine the Pentagon's just backed off of the Russian intrusions into our elections. I can't imagine our defense agencies are just, now let it go, no big deal. I don't think that's happening. I think the president is still sore, so you're probably not going to hear much out of him. Plus, he's trying to forge a relationship with a guy that's pretty much impossible to forge a relationship, trying to get somewhere on denuclearizing North Korea and talk of maybe reducing some of the nuclear weapons in the arsenals in the United States and Russia and other countries around the world. So he's attempting to get some things done, but everybody's squawking because he didn't bring up the campaign intrusions by the Russians. Let him get his job done. Here's what he had to say about the conversation.
I had a very good talk with President Putin, probably over an hour, and we talked about many things. Venezuela was one of the topics, and he is not looking at all to get involved in Venezuela other than he'd like to see something positive happen for Venezuela.
And we were just talking about nuclear arsenals. Here's what they had to say.
We're talking about a nuclear agreement where we make less and they make less, and maybe even where we get rid of some of the tremendous firepower that we have right now.
Now, the president has been very visible this week. Had the media in asking questions as he was meeting with the Slovakian prime minister. Also this week, he did an interview on Fox. And he's always out there by the helicopter taking questions from reporters. This is what he had to say about World Press Freedom Day.
Well, I think I have a very good relationship with some of the press, and unfortunately, some of the press doesn't cover me accurately. In fact, they go out of their way to cover me inaccurately, so I don't think that's a free press. I think that's a dishonest press.
And we know how he feels about the press. We've got so many other stories this week that are just – seems each week the stories become – even more mind-boggling, and the contention on Capitol Hill and the depths to which Democrats will go to torpedo this president, mind-boggling. Anyway, we'll get to that. First off, we do have traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
On the outer loop of the Beltway, just after River Road, there is some construction in the right lane, not causing any delay at this time, but do be aware of that. Now, also keep in mind that there's going to be some construction this week on a northbound Georgia Avenue at Lay Hill Road. Watch for single and double lane closures for some concrete repair work going on this weekend. So far in Virginia, the pace is good, traveling on the major interstates, 95 and 395. 66 also looking good from Centerville to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be soggy overnight for today. It's a little bit soggy out there right now. Cloudy with a high of 63. For later on in the day, we're going to be looking at some thunderstorms coming in this evening. Probably around 6 o'clock or so, we anticipate some thunderstorms rolling into the area. Then overnight, we could have some heavy rains, a flash flood watch. Rain on Sunday, the high tomorrow of 66, partly cloudy Monday with a high of 74, clouds on Tuesday, high 82, and cooler on Wednesday with a high of 67. Outside right now in Washington, we are looking at 62 degrees, and we're heading up to 80 this afternoon.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, a lot of talk up on Capitol Hill this week, and, you know, it's interesting, the attacks on Attorney General Barr, and you try and look at this from outside the forest sometimes, you know, the forest for the trees, and I'm not an attorney, and I'm somewhat of a layman here, but try and put in a little bit of perspective. I think this is the way one would look at this, and it's my opinion. Prosecutors are not the judge and jury. And, you know, when there is a case in court, there is a prosecutor, brings charges, and then there's a defense, and then a judge and a jury decide. Well, it seems as though in the Mueller case that he's the prosecutor, okay, and he didn't bring a case. He couldn't find a case on collusion. And he basically punted on the case when it came to obstruction. So he didn't indict anyone. Now, you remember the phrase, you can indict a ham sandwich? You know how many people are indicted by prosecutors and those indictments go nowhere when they get to court? This didn't even reach the level of an indictment. Now, you'll say, well, he didn't indict Trump because you can't indict a sitting president. Well, it's been made clear that that's not the reason that he didn't mention an indictment. It has been shown in the documents that I've seen and the reports I've heard that Mueller did not use that as a reason not to indict the president. So in other words, there was not an indictment there whether he was a sitting president or not. That's my understanding of what's come out of the report. So this whole notion that all of a sudden you know, Mueller is like the judge and jury or something. The Democratic angle on this is, it's mind-boggling to me. They did not find prosecutable collusion, and they did not find obstruction that rose to the level of an indictment. There were no indictments on collusion or obstruction. It's over, as Lindsey Graham would say. And if you're going to go after the Attorney General for the way he interprets a letter, is that the best shot you got in all of this? You're going to fuss because the Attorney General interpreted a letter a certain way? I think we can do better than that. Anyway, watching some of the hearings this week, we're going to get into some of those sound bites a little bit later on this morning. Amazing how they treat the Attorney General of the United States. But one thing that struck me, we've got some audio on Congressman Cohen. Steve Cohen's from Tennessee, and, you know, everybody talks about Donald Trump and his tweets and his immaturity and how we should all rise above that, and, you know, why is the president so immature? Well, I think Steve Cohen, the congressman, trumped Trump on immaturity this week with his fried chicken stunt on Capitol Hill. And if you didn't see this, basically the gist of it is he had a bucket of fried chicken and a little kind of chicken doll there that he brought in, and the whole idea that Wood Barr was too chicken to come in to the House hearing on Thursday. So Cohen does his little shenanigans and eats his fried chicken. Here's how Cohen explained it.
The president is not above the law, and if the president thinks that the special counsel's investigation is a witch hunt, he cannot stop it. But our attorney general thinks so. Chicken Barr should have shown up today and answered questions. He was afraid of Barry Burke. He was afraid of Norm Eisen. An attorney general who's picked for his legal acumen and his abilities would not be fearful of any other attorneys questioning him for 30 minutes. This man was picked to be Roy Cohn and to be Donald Trump's fixer. The Black Sox look clean compared to this team. It's a sad day in America.
It's a sad day in America when you bring a bucket of fried chicken in and do a stunt like that, Congressman. Come on. We all have our opinions. You know, you can look at this any way you want. And he says, talking about, play the first few seconds again when he talks about the witch hunt thing. Okay, play that.
The president is not above the law, and if the president thinks that the special counsel's investigation is a witch hunt, he cannot stop it.
Well, it's over. It was a witch hunt. And here's the big thing. The big thing here is that there are two elements to this. Obviously, Russia tried to influence the elections. That's part of the Mueller investigation. Okay, granted. The other part of the Mueller investigation was the collusion. And that was the witch hunt. So, you know, there's two elements here, and everybody gets them all mixed up. So keep that in mind. But Congressman Cohen, when it comes to collusion and obstruction, the witch hunt is a witch hunt, and it's over. If you're going to try and get the president on obstruction for telling somebody to do something that they didn't do to affect the investigation of a crime that was never committed, it doesn't add up. This is what we are spending all of the oxygen on Capitol Hill this week. That's how we're wasting our time. We have a border crisis. We have national security issues. And all you guys want to do is weaken the president. You're putting your party ahead of the country so that you can win in 2020. I know politics is politics, but wow. Just seems to sink lower and lower every day. 625, Saturday morning update, WMAO.
Islanders in the Caribbean like to say that if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, and that's great advice for the stock market, too. It's easy to get upset when the market falls, but what we have to remember is that this, too, shall pass. Now, that's easy to say, but sometimes it can feel hard to do. So in times like these, when stock prices are swinging wildly one day to the next, making you worry that your financial future might be at risk, here's the advice you need. Don't feel that you have to go it alone. I invite you to talk with one of my experienced financial planners at Edelman Financial Engines. Let's take a look at your investments and see if they're doing what you need and expect. We'll either reassure you that you're doing what you should be doing, or we'll give you recommendations to help you get the peace of mind you need so you can, well, wait for the sun to shine once again. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. More people replace their roofs in spring than any other time. This spring, we're offering homeowners the ability to pay for half the roof later and the other half never. Through May 31st, take 50% off of all roofing materials. And the other half, pay us later with 12 months interest-free financing. That's hard to beat. Just listen to what homeowners are saying. Cassidy and Rob Porter said, "We were a little confused about the sale. Half later, half never is kind of weird. But once we saw it, let's just say it's a one-of-a-kind deal. Don't be left out. Why pay half now and half later when you can pay half later and half never? We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through May 31st, pay half later, half never."
The SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center, May 4th and 5th. That's the SGK Gun Show at the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center, May 4th and 5th. Details and coupons at sgkva.com.
It is great to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update, and you know, interesting little dust-up with Ilhan Omar once again this week. And we've got audio of Representative Omar from Minnesota, and it's rather amusing, the response that she got to this from people like the Vice President and the Secretary of State. But this is what got everybody worked up. This is Congressman Ilhan Omar from Minnesota.
A lot of the policies that we have put in place has kind of helped lead the devastation in Venezuela. And we've sort of set the stage for where we are arriving today. This particular bullying and the use of sanctions to eventually intervene and make regime change really does not help the people of countries like Venezuela, and it certainly does not help, and it's not in the interest of the United States.
Okay, so that's what she had to say. Well, here's what Vice President Pence had to say.
The Congresswoman doesn't know what she's talking about. Nicolas Maduro is a socialist dictator who's taken what was once one of the most prosperous nations in this hemisphere and brought it literally to a level of deprivation and oppression and poverty that we have never seen.
And that's somewhat reminiscent. Remember the Reagan years when President Reagan loved the line, "Blame America first," and blame the Democrats for that line? Well, that's the mantra these days, and very well represented there by Ilhan Omar, "Blame America first." And Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, labeled her comments as disgusting.
Hey, do you have plans on Sunday morning? If not, then plan to wake up with me, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, at 8 a.m. for the Pointing You Home show. It's your number one local real estate news resource, and with over 30 years of experience, I've pretty much seen it all. During our time, I will take you through all of the questions you might have about buying and selling real estate, as well as important local DMV real estate news on selling or buying a home. To start learning today or to find out more, just Google the Eric Stewart Group right now.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
It's 6:30. This is WMAL, and a look at the headlines. Reminiscent of the miracle on the Hudson, this morning it seems to be the miracle on the St. John's. That is the St. John's River near Jacksonville, Florida. A Boeing 737 skidding off the Naval Air Station Jacksonville runway while landing 143 people aboard on that jet. Only minor injuries apparently reported from that crash. 143 aboard. It was a 737 arriving from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, our naval air station there. 7 crew, 136 passengers, a Marine unit responding to assist from the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. The plane was in shallow water. It was not submerged. Officials say everyone on the plane was alive and accounted for. 21 adults transported to local hospitals in good condition. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says he and other senior members of President Trump's national security team have met with the commander of U.S. Southern Command to discuss Venezuela. At the Pentagon, they reviewed and refined military planning and options for responding to the crisis if necessary. In an interview with a small group of reporters, Shanahan declined to identify any military options under consideration. He says there is depth to the military planning. He gave no indication that the Trump administration was moving toward any military action, but he did not rule out any options. Republicans say they will appeal a federal ruling that orders Ohio to draw a new congressional map for the 2020 elections. State Attorney General Dave Yost said on Friday the state will seek a stay of the ruling while appealing to the United States Supreme Court. A 3-judge panel ruled on Friday that Ohio's congressional districts were unconstitutionally drawn by the Republicans for their political advantage, ensuring a 12-4 GOP majority in the congressional delegation. Yost pointing out that Ohioans have already passed reforms in the map making. He says the ruling, quote, takes that decision out of the hands of the people. He calls it, quote, a fundamentally political act without a constitutional basis. As we mentioned earlier, South Korea says it is very concerned about the North Korean weapons launches, calling them a violation of last year's inter-Korean agreements to reduce tensions between the countries. The South Korean government says it is urging North Korea to stop committing acts that would raise military tensions and to join efforts to resume nuclear negotiations. North Korea launching what are termed projectiles, short-range projectiles, toward Japan. We all heard about the economy yesterday, a new round of robust economic indicators offering fresh evidence of a strong economy. Does give President Trump a big political advantage, just as the 2020 election campaign is beginning to intensify. Friday numbers showing the lowest unemployment rate in a half century, also 263,000 new jobs, higher hourly wages. There are still regional disparities, but Trump declared he'll be, quote, running on the economy, and as the Associated Press puts it, and why wouldn't he? The WMAL Weather Channel forecast looks like we're going to have rain today, and for the day it's going to be cloudy, but the rain really rolls in with thunderstorms this evening, and then for Sunday, we got rain pretty much all day with a high of 66. Partly cloudy on Monday, high of 74. Some clouds on Tuesday, high of 82. And some showers on Wednesday with a high of 67. Right now in Washington, 62. And Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
So far, traffic is moving well in Virginia, traveling 95 from Woodbridge into Springfield, and no delays on 395 from Metzer Road to the 14th Street Bridge. Likewise, 66 looks good from Centerville to the Beltway. On the Beltway in Maryland, on the inner loop at Central Avenue, that off-ramp closed for a long-term construction project. And on the outer loop after River Road, there is road work in the right lane, not causing any delays. There will be some road work this weekend on Georgia Avenue, northbound at Lay Hill Road. Watch for single and double lane closures for some concrete repair work.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Thinking about selling your home? Well, the first thing you need to do is call an experienced agent who will guarantee your success in writing, bring you the most buyers, sell your home fast, and for top dollar. Agent selection matters. That's why I only recommend you call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Keller Williams. Don't risk losing cash or equity or having your home sit on the market. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds sell a home every 5 hours. In fact, they are so confident they're going to sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or they'll pay you the difference, guaranteed in writing. The Reynolds team can help you with any size home or price range because they have over 8,000 buyers in their exclusive database. Sarah and Debbie may already have your home sold. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds right now at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. 844-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com or 844-344-SOLD.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
It is the Saturday morning update for May the 4th. It is good to have you with us. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper joins us each week. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Rick.
It's been quite a week for Attorney General Barr on Capitol Hill and the attacks relentless from the Democrats. Interesting campaign out now supporting the Attorney General?
Yes. I mean, if you found yourself this week being upset or disquieted by all of the things that went on for the AG this week, you're not alone. In fact, there were a couple of pretty strong editorials out there, Rick, that were taking his side. In fact, one from the Wall Street Journal. Again, the Wall Street Journal, this is what they had to say. They called him a real Attorney General. Bill Barr gets smeared for refusing to duck and cover like Loretta Lynch. Washington pylons are never pretty, but this week's political setup of Attorney General William Barr is disreputable even by Beltway standards. Democrats and the media are turning the AG into a villain for doing his duty and making the hard decisions that special counsel Robert Mueller abdicated. Again, that's coming from the Wall Street Journal as an editorial. And this whole climate has prompted an interesting protest, and the protest and a petition is called Stand with Barr, and this is coming from the Trump Make America Great Again Committee, and this is part of the president's 2020 campaign outreach. And just to quote the petition itself, Stand with Barr, Democrats are distraught over the fact that their two-year witch hunt found no collusion and completely exonerated President Trump. Rather than accept the facts, the radical left has decided to double down on their outrageous lies. We've seen them lie over and over again about President Trump, and now they're doing the same to Attorney General William Barr. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want to blame Barr, an honest man who has devoted his life to public service, for the fact that they wasted 2 years and over $30 million of your money on a conspiracy theory that turned out to be completely false. Patriotic Americans can't sit by and watch Democrats attack Attorney General Barr for doing his job. Again, this is a petition, and we'll probably see some more editorials, too. So if you were upset about the whole melodrama this week, you're not alone.
That's the latest from the Trump campaign. Let's turn to the Joe Biden campaign. Of course, he has rolled it out, and I guess he's got an interesting theme that he's trying to portray, but how would you assess it in terms of it getting off the ground?
Well, indeed, I think not only Joe Biden, but all of the Democratic presidential hopefuls are noticing that the grassroots voters, the down-home voters, are the ones they are trying to reach. There's a desperate bid out there to attract some of these, quote, down-home voters. And that's because they notice that, oh, right, 65 million of the grassroots folks stepped forward to support President Trump back in 2016, and they would like to find out who these voters are. And certainly Joe Biden is definitely still in touch with his inner lunch bucket Joe, in the sense that he likes to be the working man's candidate, and he's, having town square and large-scale rallies, Trump-style, et cetera. And, you know, the political branding has to be very precise these days, and he's certainly going after that. And funny enough, Mr. Biden is now trying to make America great again, that phrase, MAGA, work for him. Interesting, right? So here's an editorial that came out in The Week. It says, days after jumping into the 2020 race, Joe Biden is giving his own MAGA slogan a spin. Biden was asked what his version of Trump's Make America Great Again slogan would be. And this was during an interview on ABC's Good Morning America. And so Mr. Biden's version of MAGA, Make America Great Again, is Make America Moral Again. This is what he told ABC. And, of course, if you do the look at the letters on that, that does not turn out to be MAGA. It turns out to be MAMA. Make America Moral Again. But anyway, Mr. Biden is hoping to what he says. He says, make America return to the essence of who we are, the dignity of the country, the dignity of the people, treating our people with dignity. Okay, so that's dignity. And he's got 19 months to perfect this MAMA, make America moral again. We'll see if that sticks for the next 19 months. But that's what's going on with the Joe Biden campaign. I mean, his poll numbers are uneven right now, and he certainly has rolled out a campaign that was in front of union members and working class folks. So we shall see.
Well, I can sure say the Democrats exemplified how they showed the most undignified attacks, I think, toward the Attorney General on Capitol Hill this week.
Yeah, you're not alone thinking that.
A lot of controversy surrounding the upcoming census and that citizenship question. We know how the Democrats feel. We know how the presidential candidates feel. We know how the president feels. How do the American people feel?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest question of all, because this is a question that's going to the Supreme Court next month. So that's how important it is. And indeed, just as a background, should the 2020 U.S. Census include the question, are you a U.S. citizen? And Democratic critics, they think, oh, this is going to discourage people from voting. And Republicans counter and say the citizenship status would contribute to a more accurate count and a realistic picture of the nation. In fact, President Trump summed it up in a tweet. He said, the American people deserve to know who is in this country. So where do we stand on there? What do Americans think about this question themselves? Now, it's gotten a lot of bad press coverage indeed, but there is a pretty significant survey that's come out from The Hill. It was conducted for them by Harris Polls. This is a poll of registered U.S. voters. Here's what they had to say. 6 in 10 registered voters, 60%, said that the U.S. Census Bureau should ask the citizenship question, even if it results in fewer responses. I repeat, 60% of all registered voters said that this question should be included in the census. They say despite partisan differences, a majority of voters from all demographics in the survey said they believed the citizenship question should be included. Here's just a couple of numbers. White voters, 65% favor the question. Among African-American voters, 53%. Among Hispanic voters, 53% also approve of this question. And a couple of other numbers, 81% of Republicans, 54% of independents, and even half of Democrats, 49%, agree with this. 67% of men, 54% of women, 66% of those over age 65, and 53% of those millennials age 18 to 34 also approve of the citizenship question. And if you're curious about the census, because it's complicated and interesting, but they've got a great website. Hey, go check it out when you're not doing a whole lot. Census.gov.
A lot of talk about censorship on college campuses, and we saw that Facebook imposing some restrictions on provocateurs this week. What is the latest from the college campuses?
Well, we now have a study, and this is a rare one, that is trying to find the college campuses around the nation which are the least likely to censor their students or create dangerous trends in censoring their speech or who comes to visit with them and so forth. And this is coming from Deborah Mashick and Jonathan Haidt. Now, these folks have a nonprofit that is trying to encourage faculty and administrative officials to free up the students on their campus, and they wrote a how-to on the best 10 colleges where you don't have to walk on eggshells, they advise. They did this for Reason magazine, and they've discovered, of course, as we all know, that students have to exercise a lot of caution about respecting these taboos and reporting for reporting their colleagues for jokes, all kinds of things like that. And so they have done a study to find out the best colleges on campus where civil discourse is encouraged. This is what they say. These are schools, large and small, public and private, where evidence suggests that students will have better odds of developing the habits of heart and mind necessary to thrive in a world of complexity, nuance, and difference. So here are the top schools if you're looking for a campus that your kids don't have to walk on eggshells. And the chosen schools are, and these are just in alphabetical order, Arizona State University, Chapman University, Claremont McKenna College, Kansas State University, Kenyon College, Lynn Benton Community College, Purdue University, St. John's College, University of Chicago, and University of Richmond. So that's a little research done for anybody who's got kids looking at the campus.
To quote the iconic James Colville, it's the economy, stupid. So we see the Democrats all up in arms over how the attorney general interpreted a letter or whether the president told somebody to do something that they never did. What about the economy? How do the American people feel about the economy and their own personal finances as we head toward 2020?
Yeah, well, the single word you can use is boom, just like President Trump says, and the Drudge Report often says when we get this great news about the roaring economy and the numbers of jobs being created and so forth. And this is a very telling poll from our friends over at Gallup. Always pay attention to those Gallup polls. And this is what they have to say. American optimism about their personal finances reached levels not seen in over 16 years. This is a poll they released this week. They say 69% of Americans expect that they will be financially better off. And Gallup even pointed out that this is good news for Mr. Trump as 2020 comes into focus. And here's just a couple of numbers. 69%, of course, think they're going to be financially better off. 66% of all Americans say they will have enough money to live comfortably. 57% say their personal financial situation is getting better. 56% say their personal financial situation is excellent or good. 56% report they are saving money now. And about the only worries that come up is people worry about having enough money for retirement. And let's see, only 10% are very worried about not being able to pay off things like credit card debt. So that's the latest from a Gallup poll, and it was conducted earlier in April and released on Thursday.
Quite the comprehensive report this morning from Jennifer Harper. And, of course, you can follow her and get more details on these articles inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that.
And you can also follow Jennifer on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. 6:49 Saturday morning update. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. And Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Overall, the pace is good on the Beltway in Maryland and Virginia. A couple of disabled vehicles on the Beltway in Virginia, one on the outer loop near Van Dorn, one on the inner loop near Route 7. Both on the shoulder, though, not causing any delays. Now, on the outer loop of the Beltway after River Road construction in the right lane, again, not causing any delays. Just be aware of that. And also be aware of some construction today on Georgia Avenue northbound at Lay Hill Road. Watch for single and double lane closures. And in the district, keep in mind that 3rd Street is closed in both directions between East Street and Massachusetts Avenue for weekend construction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds this morning, afternoon thunderstorms. It will lead to some heavy rains overnight. We'll reach 80 this afternoon. For tomorrow, our high in the rain, only 66. Monday, partly cloudy, up to 74. Some clouds Tuesday, a high of 82. Showers Wednesday, high 67. 62 right now, headed to 80 this afternoon, and it's 10 of 7 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
All right, so the economy is humming, as you heard from the unemployment numbers yesterday, and generally the economy is strong with the lowest unemployment rate in 49 years. So the Democrats obviously have to throw up a smokescreen and distract everybody, because the last thing they want to hear about is a strong U.S. economy. I mean, why would the Democrats want the United States to have a strong economy a year and a half before elections? Doesn't add up, does it? Anyway, what I want to do real quick is we have a number of people, based on emails and conversations I've had with listeners, who are busy during the week. They'll check out the Saturday Morning Update because they want to catch up a little bit, because they don't have time during the week to follow all this stuff. And especially if you work during the daytime, you may not have been glued to the hearings on Capitol Hill, the Senate hearing when Attorney General Barr tried to explain his letter. Now, everybody's all upset on the Democratic side and the media about the letter that the Attorney General put out on March 24th. And here's how the Attorney General summarized what that letter was supposed to be.
We prepared the letter for that purpose, to state the bottom line conclusions. We used the language from the report to state those bottom line conclusions. I analogize it to announcing after an extended trial what the verdict of the trial is, pending release of the full transcript. That's what we were trying to do, notify the people as to the bottom line conclusion. We were not trying to summarize the 410-page report.
So the Attorney General basically explaining the summary of the Mueller report, all 488 pages that everybody was clamoring to get their hands on. Now, I think this is very important. It's only 6 seconds, but it's very important. And everybody's steamed because they're saying that the Attorney General misrepresented the Mueller report. So the Attorney General actually offered the special counsel the opportunity to review that March 24th letter before he put it out. And here's what happened.
I offered Bob Mueller the opportunity to review that letter before it went out, and he declined.
All right. That's a 6-second soundbite, but it's worth hours in terms of interpretation. Play that one more time.
I offered Bob Mueller the opportunity to review that letter before it went out, and he declined.
Hello, Democrats. Gave him a chance to review the letter. Declined. So, just to give you a sampling of the intensity of the hearings, this is Senator Hirono from Hawaii in her interrogation of Attorney General Barr.
Last year, when you wrote the 19-page memo telling Donald Trump, as president, can't be guilty of obstruction of justice, and then didn't recuse yourself from the matter. From the beginning, you were addressing an audience of one, that person being Donald Trump. That's why, before the bombshell news of yesterday evening, 11 of my Senate colleagues and I called on the Department of Justice Inspector General and Office of Professional Responsibility to investigate the way you have handled the Mueller report. I wanted them to determine whether your actions complied with the department's policies and practices, and whether you have demonstrated sufficient impartiality to continue to oversee the 14 other criminal matters that the special counsel referred to in other parts to other parts of the Department of Justice. But now, we know more about your deep involvement in trying to cover up for Donald Trump. Being Attorney General of the United States is a sacred trust. You have betrayed that trust. America deserves better. You should resign.
So, Lindsey Graham didn't take that too well, and here's Lindsey Graham in response to Senator Hirono from Hawaii.
Do you think it's okay for a president to offer pardons to people who don't testify against him, to threaten the family of someone who does? Is that okay?
When did he offer a pardon to someone?
I think you know what I'm talking about. Please.
What do you mean?
Please, Mr. Attorney General, you know, give us some credit for knowing what the hell is going on around here with you.
Not really.
to this line of questioning.
So
listen, you slandered this man.
Yeah, what I sort of want to know is how do we get to this point? Yeah,
I do not think that I'm slandering anyone.
Mr.
Chairman, I am done. Thank you very much.
And you slandered this man from top to bottom. So if you want more of this, you're not going to get it. If you want to ask him questions, you can't.
Certainly have your opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so you get a sense. I mean, that's how it went for the better part of the day. It just gives you an idea of the contention, the intensity on Capitol Hill between the Democrats, the Republicans, the Attorney General, and the administration. 6:56, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Everybody's different, so shouldn't our rides be different too? Consider Reach a Ride, created for people like you and the ones you love. Find options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxis, and more. Get where you want to go with Reach a Ride. Relax, you can find a ride. Visit reacharide.org. That's reacharide.org. Or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Reach a Ride, for rides within reach.
The lowest fee in real estate is coming soon to Washington, D.C. There's no longer any reason to pay 6% to sell your home. Introducing Rex. Rex sells homes for the lowest fee in the industry. 2% total, saving thousands of dollars per transaction. With Rex, you get a full-service team backed by technology. They don't market homes the way traditional agents do. Rex uses advanced digital marketing tactics to directly target hundreds of qualified buyers to your home the moment it goes on the market. And Rex charges only 2% total, not the 6% commission your local broker expects. Get started now by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Since 2015, Rex has saved homeowners millions of dollars in fees across California, Texas, New York, and Colorado. Now it's your time, Washington, D.C., to sign on for a simplified and cost savings approach to buying or selling a home. To get started, call now at 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Rex Real Estate Exchange Incorporated.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
Washington wins.
Wow.
With 4K a day.
Thank you very much. That's great.
On WMAL, your shot at $1,000 happens four times each weekday.
Hi, I'm George. Keep listening to win $1,000.
WMAL.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. This is Mary Walter. I know firsthand that Thompson Creek Window Company does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. In the typical supply chain, the manufacturer builds a window, marks it up, and sells to a distributor, who then marks it up and sells the window to a dealer, who also adds their markup. That's a lot of markup. Plus, who's responsible if you have a warranty claim? Thompson Creek Window Company is different because they are the manufacturer, so you won't pay the middleman markup. And they are totally accountable to their customers. You get high-quality windows at an affordable price. Call now to save 40% for a limited time. Buy one window and get 40% off the next window, plus 0% interest until December 2020. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
We have a stellar lineup in the 7 o'clock hour. Heather Curtis has the news next. Then it's Jun Gizzy. We've got Cheryl Atkinson, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and KT McFarland all coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.